Well, today was supposed to be basically a humdrum day. There was just a little bit of information on house prices, and then we had a Federal Reserve official coming out, and he's saying we need more months of, you know, inflationary or uninflationary numbers before we pull the trigger on dropping rates. But then there was this little bond auction that's taking place. So if you're a little confused, let's get over to it. Here's the headlines that we have today. Home prices reach another record high in March. And then Kashkarian, he sits on the board, and he's a hawkish, meaning he's always wanting interest rates to be higher. But this is the piece of the puzzle that I didn't really think was going to cause a huge reaction in the markets today. But here's what's happening to the mortgage bond market right now. It's crumbling. So this means mortgage rates are probably going to go up maybe by 0.1. Okay, nothing huge, but look at all these over here. Every time you see that orange dot, that means a bank just reissued interest rates. Higher interest rates. Okay, so bank after bank after bank is coming in right now issuing their rates much higher. What's happening behind the scenes? Well, you're seeing the price of this mortgage bond actually dropping. What's behind that? Okay, so let me explain. What are bonds? Well, bonds are this. Why does our government even issue treasury bonds? Well, the U.S. government issues treasury bonds to raise money for short-term needs, such as funding public projects. Okay, so basically what it means is the federal government, if it had the money, it would just pay for these projects. But it doesn't have the money, and I'm going to prove that right here. This is our deficit. Okay, it's at $34.7 trillion, and it's growing. You don't see that number going backwards. You see that number going forward. Okay. So that means that the government is issuing treasuries after treasuries after treasuries. Investors have to gobble this stuff up at the rates that we have now, because if there's not much of an appetite for these things, it could actually cause the prices to go down and interest rates to go up, like you learn on this channel. Okay. So this is what's happening. So you're having the price of these bonds kind of plummeting, pushing up yields. Every time you see this little red orange dot, you can see that a mortgage company actually raised their rates. So you can see Wintrust just raised their rates, Plaza Mortgage, US Bank, and the list goes on and on and on. So what's actually happening? We had two treasury auctions going today, and you can see it says right here, tepid for twin auctions. So if you break this down, what are those auctions? So we go over to here, we hit the two-year treasury auction and click it. This is what happened today. We had $60 billion in two-year treasuries issued and $44 billion in seven-year treasuries issued, okay? That's a lot of money or a lot of treasury bills being issued. Here's the problem is, you can see again right through here, treasuries extend losses after tepid demand for twin auctions, okay? Basically right now, there's not a lot of countries that are looking to buy our debt. China was one, Russia was one. There's a lot of countries throughout the world buying our debt. They're not doing so as much right now. The reason being is, well, the Biden administration, and I'm not blaming them for this, I'm just saying what's happening. The U.S. is now allowed to seize Russian assets. Okay, you can see it right through there. And this is just recent, April 24th, right through here. A month after that period, the president will be allowed to seize, confiscate, transfer, or vest any Russian state's assets, including any interest within the U.S. Jurisdiction. So meaning our government can freeze or hold or just grab Russian assets. Well, that's also making other countries like China a little bit skittish. So China now has, they're divesting themselves of the U.S. debt. Okay, so let's look at this. You have a ton of U.S. debt hitting the markets. You have 60 billion there. You have 44 billion there. Okay, and then you have people not buying this stuff. All right, we just saw there wasn't much demand for it. And the reason for that is China's not buying. You can see right through here, China's divesting themselves of this. And you have Russia that can't even invest in these things. So you have a lot of things coming to the market and not a lot of buyers. What happens? Well, think of the housing crash in 2008. There was a lot of people forced into selling their homes because of subprime mortgages. You had way too much of that stuff hitting the market, making the prices of those crash. But what do we know about bonds? Bonds right through here, you can see the MBS market right now is minus 24. That means we're probably going to see about an 1/8% increase in mortgage rates, because we know the price of a bond, as prices of bonds go down, yields or rates go up. That's what's taking effect right now. So this our national debt is starting to really affect everything. at this point, and even first-time home buyers. So that is our information today. You know, these things, I just present them as they come. So one day it might be good news, one day bad news. I'm just here to present you the information and let you dissect it the way you want to dissect it. But I'll give you my opinions. So here's what we're doing right now. If you want my opinion, as clients come in, I don't basically float their loans anymore. I don't monitor this stuff because every day it's a whipsaw. So as people come in right now, we lock them in. Okay, that's what we're doing with all of our borrows. So if you're a real estate agent out there, you're a mortgage broker out there or mortgage loan officer, I'm locking in my clients right now. And this is the perfect reason why. I wasn't expecting this news today. I wasn't expecting this bad of a market when it comes to the bond markets. And so hopefully I explained to you guys why interest rates are going up and why the deficit is more of an issue than you might have first thought. So that's it for right now. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis because I want to make sure you guys, you are informed when it comes to real estate. Don't pay attention to the crash people. Don't pay attention to this. Please make your own decisions. So watch my videos on a daily basis so you can be educated when it comes to real estate. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you can do that right over there. Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.